Okay, it's to the top of Memdal of the days. Well, he called Hamala. The Ilu Mihekol Parshi Ben Mikdushin Hidei Ben Mikdushin of Nayv Leftim. The Ilu Mihein Holu Mizbeach Lo Parshi Ela Mikdushin Der Hekol. There's another Mila. Not only that, you have to be Porish from the Hekol, whether you're being Maktuk Torus Lefnayv Leftim or in the Hekol. But Beit Ha'ulam Mizbeach only if you're being Maktuk Torus in the Hekol, but not Lefnayv Leftim. Same thing goes for Matan Damin. If you are sprinkling the blood in the Hekel, you have to separate from the Beit Ha'ulam Mizbeach and the Hekel. If you're sprinkling the blood, Lefnayv Leftim, you only have to separate from the Hekel, not from the Ulam Mizbeach. Or a Rav Shein Prishachas. So it's all the same thing. Once we know you have to separate from the Hekel, whether you're doing something in the Hekel or in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but not from the Ulam Mizbeach, whether it's Ktoris or Matan Damin, it's all the same. Omar Bar, Kach Parshi Mishas Matan Par Koin Moshiach, Par Helim Dom Rishon Tzibor, Usiri Avodas Kochadim. Right? Just like on Yom Kippur, and when you're making the Ktoris, nobody can be in the Hekel when you're doing that. So too, what's it called, when you bring Par Koin Moshiach and Par Helim Dom Rishon Tzibor, Usiri Avodas Kochadim, where the blood is brought into the Hekel, normally the blood is just put on the Mizbeach Achitzon. These are special that you bring. These are sirim parim hanisrafim u'sirim hanisrafim, where the blood is brought inside the heichal and sprinkled towards the parochas and on the mizbeach hazahav, just like on Yom Kippur. So how do I know that the same halacha applies, that nobody could be in Ohel Moed in the heichal when they do that? Amar Rav Acha bar Ava shma mino. Oh, one second. We learn kapara from Yom HaKippurim, just like the halakha of Yom HaKippurim, nobody can be an oil moed, so too by these two. No, it's really on the heichal itself. We don't know there's a halakha b'chlal that way. Yeah, but the halakha is for the major thing that you have to know. This Elul Mizbeach is only the Rabbanim. You can't have a pasuk to tell me that. Yeah, but that's, again, the Beit Ha'ulam Mizbeach is a Rabbanim. It's not a Daraisa. The Iker Din that you have to be Porish Bechlau B'Shas Matan Damim, we need a limud for. Then if they have that limud, so the same thing goes for Beit Ha'ulam Mizbeach and the Rabbanim. Okay. Right, the Gzeres Shoda tells me there's a Din that you have to be Porish. That Beit Ha'ulam Mizbeach is the Rabbanim. But if there's no din to be Polish, it can't be a din to Rabbanan either. Omer Rav Acha bar Ava, Shema Mino Amalos Dioraisa. Right? From here we know that the Milos that the Mishnah says in Kalim, the different gradations of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael and the Mikdash are Dioraisa. The Hachi Gemira Lehu, that Halacha Moshe Sinai. The Yisrael Kedaitik, the Rabbanan, Maishnah Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach, why within the Rabbanan, Asher Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach, Dilma Mikru V'Aili, right, that maybe you'll come into the Heichal, if the Kedusha of Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach and the Azor are the same, then there's no reason to make a Gzeira only Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach, right, the Gzeira should have been on the whole Azorah, because it was all the same Kedusha, really, Bina Torah. Right? Let's see how Rashi explains it. Bina Ola Lizbeach, even Lamatzik, the Masmarzer answers it. But we have to get to the answer, let's see what the question is. Versus Milos Nirais, Milos Shemadu Chachom in the Mishnah Mesechus Kalim Perikaba. The Kamar Hasim Harabayas Mekudish Mirushalayim. The Harabayas has more Kedusha than Rishalayim. The Achil Me Harabayas. The Achil is more Kedusha than the Harabayas. The Ezra Snoshim in Achil. The Ezra Israel Mishal Noshim. The Shal Kohani Mishal Yisrael. Ubein Ha'ulam Mizbeach Min Ha'azora. There, another Mila is Ubein Ha'ulam Mizbeach is more Kedusha than the Azora. The Heichal is Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach. The Heichal is more Kaddish than Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach. Yoraisin Inu. These gradations are Minach Torah. Halakha L'Moshe Sinai. B'hachi Gemiri L'hu. So Halakha L'Moshe Sinai. There's no psukim that say this. So Halakha L'Moshe Sinai. Hilkach L'Inyin Prisha Nabi. Dikrono Itzrich Prisha L'Mi Heichal. The Pasuk only needs that you separate from the Heichal. That's Yoraisin. Kinechsin Kol Adam Lo Yeh Ba'Oil Moed. And that doesn't include Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach. That's only the Rabbanon. V'asu Rabbanon, the Gazer Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach. Why? Dilma Mikri V'ayel Heichel. They answered also Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach, because maybe you'll walk coming to the Heichel. the lo nimshecha shara azor lo fukzera, but they weren't gozer on the whole azor, only on that part of the azor. Now, if all the azor had the same exact kedusha, right, then they should have made gzera on the whole azor. Shari bein holam is be'ah kedusha achas, see, ushar kol azor kedusha achas, ubein holam is be'ah gufa gzera. So that makes sense why the rest of the Azara didn't make a Gzera. They only made a Gzera on that part of the Azara, which meant HaTorah has a different din, so that's a Gzera. Now if they'll make a Gzera on the rest of the Azara, it's a Gzera and a Gzera. So that's why they didn't make a Gzera on the rest of the Azara. The Yisrael Kedaitach Milus Diktani Hasam Drabbanan Ninhu, the Milus only Drabbanan. There's no Torah difference between Beit Ha'ulam of Mizbeach and the rest of the Azara. Avol Bin Deraisa Beit Ulam of Mizbeach V'chol Azara Chada Kedusha Hi Maish No Mikul Azara No Midifushu Mishum Ha Gzera Gufa. When they made the Gzera Beit Ulam of Mizbeach, it should have included everything that has that same Kedusha, which means the whole Azara. Do Ha'kula Chada Gzera, it's all one Gzera. Elamai must be that the gradations are deraisa, and therefore the gzeira was only on this part of the azora because that's different, and they didn't make it on the rest of the azora because that would be a gzeira gzeira. Verse says no, that's not the reason. Really, it's all one kedusha, min haTorah, and the gradations are only drabbanan. But kivan deika. There's another reason why they made the Gzera only Beit Ulam Mizbeach, because there's nothing separating between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, right? Because there's no Mizbeach. There's your past the Mizbeach. It's empty space. Then we're afraid somebody's going to make a mistake and walk into the Heichel, to the Ulam. Right? But Azora, Kiva, Dika, Mizbeach, Achitza, the Matzik, Midkra, Milsa. But the rest of the Azora, there's a Mizbeach that separates. So there, people will realize not to walk into the Ulam. They'll remember because they have to pass the Mizbeach.
What about the place where the
Kohen could have? Where the Ezra's Kohen? But still on the other side of the Mizbeach.
That's before the Hezra, Ezra's Kohen.
That's Bein Ha'olam L'Mizbeach. Motivshach. Anything right. Omar Rava, Shmami Na Kedushas Ulam V'Heichel Chana Milsehi. We have another thing we can learn from here. That the Kedushas Ulam and the Heichel is one Kedusha. Because the Yisrael Kedaita Shtei Kedushas Inu, the Ulam and the Heichel were two different Kedushas. That Ulam Gufa Gzeira. Then really, that's not included in Noel Moed. Only the Heichel is awesome. So if the Ulam and the Heichel are one Kedusha, then the Issa Deraisa goes on the Ulam and the Heichel. And then the Durabana goes Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach. But if what's Deraisa is only the Heichel, and the Ulam is another Kedusha, so the Ulam was never Asr Min HaTorah, then the Ulam is only Durabana. And then Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach is Gzera L'Gzera. The fact that the Asr Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach means that the Kedusha of the Ulam and the Kedusha of the Heichel are the same Kedusha. Versus Lo. Ulam Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach are the Kedusha. The Ulam and Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach have one Kedusha. Mela, when they made the Gzera on the Ulam, it included Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach, because that's all one thing. Heichel, the Ulam, stay Kedushas, but the Heichel and the Ulam are two Kedushas. There's no Raya from here that the Heichel and the Ulam are one Kedusha. The Ulam is the same Kedusha as Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach, and the Heichel is a separate Kedusha. Shmami Nabi Negozer Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach Prisha, Kedushas Heichel V'Ulam Chadahu. V'Ulam Nabi Oel Moi Mikri, and the Ulam is also called Oel Moi, so that's all in our Torah. V'Ovin Harkaka Lifrosh Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach Prisha L'Chol Ha'azorah Dilma Ayil Ulam V'Ka'avar Alo Yiyah. Then they made the Gzera on Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach, because the whole Ulam and the Heichel are Min HaTorah. But Ulam Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach Adohi. But if the Ulam and the Heichel are two different Kedushas, that means the Ulam is only Drabbanan. So how can they make a Gzera Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach? That's a Gzera L'Gzera. So Rosh says no, that really the Ulam and the Heichel are two Kedushas, and the Ulam is also only Drabbanan. But the Ulam and Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach is one Kedusha. So when they made the Isra, the Ulam, it included Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach. The Chigozer Ulam Atu Heichal Im Shecho Aver the Bein Ha'ulam Bahigzera. Isn't that Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach? Right, but because of Chulshan the Kohen Gadol, they were master that. Since only the Rabbanan were master that on Yom Kippur special. And at that place, what's it called, they didn't answer him. That's what it was Kashi. The Heichal is the Raisa. How can he do it? But outside is only the Rabbanan, and the Ilum Asukkot. Okay, Nafkamina, whether the Ulam and the Heichal are one Kedusha or not, one Nafkamina would be, could you put the Kalim of the Heichal in the Ulam? So is the menorah in the Evid kosher in the Ulam part? Right? Or maybe it's only kosher in the Heichal part. Okay. Chol Yom HaYacholsu Mishal Kesef, my time, Torah Chosha Molusha Yisrael. Every day they would use not gold but silver to shovel the coals, because it wore out the kli, and gold was too expensive to wear out on an everyday basis. Yom Kippur is only one day a year, so it didn't wear out the kli. So the Torah was chosav v'malu shel Yisrael, so they didn't use gold all year. But today, because the Kohen Gadol was weak, they didn't want to have him to start using two different kalim and pouring from one kli into another. So he shoveled with the same kli that he brought the coals in. So he shouldn't have to do extra work because he's weak anyway because of the fasting. And therefore we learn from that the Rabbanu Shalom has Rachmanis on Jewish money, we also have Rachmanis on Jewish money. Shoveling coals into a kli wears down the kli. It's extra bother to start pouring the coals from one kli to another, so he used the same kli, the golden kli that he shoveled to bring in. Tana, the spazul lo kav gicholim, right? If when he poured in the from one kli to another, so a kav of gicholim got scattered. The kav that put them into the water that went through the azara and took them out of the azara, the refuse, right? The extra coals. Tani Chad Akav, the Tani Inuch Kabayim. One Brisa says that a Kav of Gicholim were left over when he poured from one Kli to the other, and the other says it was two Kavim. Bishlam Ahak, the Tani Kav Rabbanim. Right? What did the Rabbanim say? Mechol Yom Mishal Arba Kavim. Right? And you were Ma'ara Lutoch Shlosha. So one Kav was left over. Right? You poured four Kavim into a Kli of three. So you had one calf that scattered around, and that you put into the Abba and got out of the Azor. That's Rabbanit. Hach Tony Kabayim, but the one that says there were two Kabim, who money? Lo Rabbanim, lo Rabbi Yossi. It's not the Rabbanim, it's not Rabbi Yossi. Why? The Mishnah says, let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, B'chol Yom HaYachosim B'shal... That's Rabbanan. That's perfect. One kav then was scattered. Okay. A saw is six kavim. So there were three kavim scattered, not two. Okay, so Maisa, it's not anybody. It's either three kabim scattered or one, but nobody says two. So what it says, over of his, no Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukah. It's the third Tana not mentioned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukah. The Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukah Omer, Bishal Kabayim Hoyamachdis. That every day he put four into two. So that means two were left over. That's the Brisa that says two were scattered. Rav Ashi Omer, Afilu Tem Rav Yossi. Well, it could even be Rav Yossi. And the saw and the four, and the saw and the three is not what's it called, doesn't leave over three, it leaves over two. How? The hockey cover. The Chol Yom HaYachosim Eshal Saw Midvaris Umar Latom Shlosha Kabim Yerushalmios, which left over two Kabim, not three Kabim. See, Rashi explains how. Kav gicholim kishemara shel arba kavim arbas kavim l'tom shel shlosha. When you pour from a kli which has four kavim of gicholim in it into a kli with three, you have one kav of gicholim that doesn't make it into the kli, that scatters around. Mispazer lo kav gecholim. Vehu bechavdo l'toch abas silon shel asara yoshi shel v'nachol kidron. And he, what's it called, swept it into the what's it called, the, what's it called, the, what? The channel, yeah, but that cleaned out the Azorah. And it took it outside the Azorah to Nachal Kidron, where all the waste products of the Azorah went. The Lord of Yoshi, Dir of Yoshi, Shlosha Mispar, because of Yoshi, you started with six, and you put it into three, you had three scattered, not two. Bishel Kabayim Hoyamachdis. Rav Chisda says that it's Rav Shmuel ben Osher Rav Yochanan ben Broka, who says that what's it called? You bring in a kli with two kabin, so it's four to two is two left over. Mishal kabayim v'achis v'chomsu mishal dalit kabin k'rabonin shavu mishal dalit kabin l'yichosa saw midboris shisha kabin midborios. Right, when he said a saw Rabbi Yossi, he meant a saw midboris, which was six kabin midborios. They added and made them bigger, so five Yerushalmios was the same thing as six Midborios, because they made them even bigger. So now we're down to five into three, so that's over two. Because you started with six, but that was Midborios. You put it into a kli that held three Yushalmios. The original three, six Midborios is now only five Yushalmios. So really what you're doing is you're putting five into three, which leaves over two. Okay, come on. Every day the kli was heavy, today it was light. How was it different? Every day it was a thick kli, thick wall, so it was heavier, and today it was a thin wall. Every day it was short, the handle, today the handle was long. My time, so he could use his elbow to be able to, what's it called, his upper arm, put the what's it called, we'll see later how it works, to put the long handle of the machta, what's it called, under his elbow, so he could hold it, so he could be able to take the ketores and put it on the coals. Tana b'chol yom lo hayol adiyashtik v'hayom hayol adiyashtik. Every day, Rashi says diyashtik is a tabas that made noise. Every day it didn't have a clanger on it. Today it had a clanger. Give it a Ben Hasgan, Rashi. He had a gilda of it, dofna of it. The walls of the kli were thick, so it was heavy. Lachain hoysa kveda. Rach, dak. Today, during Yom Kippur, it was thin walls, so it was lighter. The ashtik tabas barosha, shemakashke shemashmiya kog. It was a clanger on the top of the kli. Nishumadishma kola mavor lakonish. On Yom Kippur, they had a special clanger for when he went in. Nishma kola.
Only the four white begadim.
What?
He had only the four white begadim.
Four what?
White begadim.
Yeah, when he did certain of the
avodas. Didn't have the mill. Usually it was the mill that made the
mill. Ah, right? So you're explaining why dafka. Very good. Could be. Because on Yom Kippur he went in with his regular begadim, so it made noise. Here you didn't have anything to make noise, so nobody says that. But the choru, very good. That's one pshat in the yashtik. Pulsa says another pshat that the yashtik means that it had a leather covering to the handle, so the Kohen Gadol's hand shouldn't get burnt. Whereas the regular time here, the Kohen Gadol had to hold it for a much longer time, so we're afraid that the metal would heat up and his hands would get burnt. So it had a leather, like on a steering wheel cover, right? So your hands don't get burnt. That's another pshat. Another pshat is that Ritva says that it was a cover. that the, what's it called, over the top of the kli, either in order that, what's it called, that he shouldn't get burnt, right, the, his face should get burnt, or that they shouldn't, what's it called, fall out, or they shouldn't, what's it called, go out. So there's a cover to keep them hot. Again, because there's a length of time here between the bringing in of the kaf and the machta and the actual Torah or whatever, that you needed more time, so it got hotter, and there's also more chance of it getting going out. Also, the Kohen Gadol had to bring it with Naiv Lefnim, the heat would burn his face, so he had to have a cover. And the Meiri says that it means a bosis, that he could put the machta down and then put the Torah over it. So it had something, a base, to put it down on the ground.